Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Going to jump on the line with, I think, Giacomo from Newberry.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, May. Hey, Tara, big fan of the show. Been listening for a long time.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, listen, I am Jewish, and this whole thing that happened in Australia makes me sick to my stomach. Of course, I'm a Marine, so only briefly. And it reminds me of the shooting that happened in San Bernardino, California, about 10 years ago, which, not so ironically, was also done by a family pair of terrorists and involved a casual friend of mine from Facebook who also was Jewish. And from what I was told by his widow, who's a good friend of mine on Facebook as well, they shot him first. So I really want to take a moment for everybody to, you know, stop acting like our heads are in the clouds, no matter what version of our Lord you church you go to and such. Don't keep thinking they're not coming for you, because they will not differentiate. Stand up for yourselves. If you're, hopefully in South Carolina, you're allowed to carry. Develop a security team like I've done in my synagogue, because we're not about to become victims. I refuse that.
Well, yeah, you know, and you're right. That was a, the San Bernardino was a husband-wife team, correct?
Husband-wife team, yes, indeed.
Yeah, of Islamists who, when we went back and looked at her social media posts, you know, before she immigrated here, she was really clear she wanted to die in jihad in America. I mean, she just, like, wrote that and came here and did. She did.
About that.
What?
Enough red flags for a parade.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, come on in. Yeah, no, the water's fine. You're going to love it here.
And even more so, I keep wondering how these people, because I lived in California for 20 years, you can't get a rifle in California. But they sure did. And now, as well, in Australia, the gun-free capital of the world for the most part, here's a guy with a bolt-action rifle picking off people like paper ducks at a carnival. Sickening.
It is absolutely it's sickening and disgusting, and especially when, you know, the plan is, and thank you so much, Giacomo, for your phone call. And especially when the plan is, hey, you don't need a gun, just rely on the police. And the police stood down. Reportedly, and we'll get the details as we go. Apparently, the early reports are that it was mainly female officers, and that they basically didn't. They were afraid themselves. They ran for cover. I mean, the social compact there is completely broken. Oh, well, you don't need a gun. Just, you know, call the police. They'll help. No, they won't. This is a worshiper. He is Jewish. He and his family were out there on the beach in Australia. And he said he kept saying the reporter over and over, but they kept firing and reloading and the police did nothing.
I look what he shot. I look at his rifle. He aim, he really like take his time. It should take his time. And four policemen there didn't give fire back. I don't understand why. Why?
What was going through your mind?
I think like I'm Israeli, like I'm familiar with this situation, but like it's terrible in the middle of Bondi. It's terrible, terrible.
And he keeps saying, I'm watching, and the police are doing nothing.
Can you tell me what happened?
So there was two shooters, one on the bridge, one under the bridge, and just started to shoot for 20 minutes. They shoot, change the magazine and just shoot. Simple as that. 20 minutes, with four policemen there. Nobody gave fire back. Nothing, like they are froze. Like for, it looked like 20 minutes, like, and they shoot, the guy changed magazine. I look at him all the time. I was with two of my babies under me, and I look at that. And it's just rifle and a pistol. And just shoot. And the other one was under. They start to come close to the audience. One of the people come, took his rifle and shoot him. That's one of them. That's what I saw. I didn't know how much I saw, but...
Who were they targeting?
Oh, all the crowd. Anyone. Jewish. Just shoot. Doesn't matter who.
It's horrifying. Meanwhile, for those of you just tuning in this morning, I just want to update you. Rob Reiner, his wife, Michelle, found dead in their L.A. home. It appears stabbed to death or some weapon like a knife. Homicide detectives still investigating. Nobody arrested yet. I keep checking this to see if anything has changed. People, the tabloid People magazine on their website still reporting that Rob Reiner and his wife, this has been several hours since, right before the show started, that they were killed by their son, 32-year-old Nick. Now, there has not been arrest. They are talking to him. They say their sources are inside the LAPD and that they were killed by their son. Again, no official announcement for this. It's only People magazine that is reporting that. Police have not made any arrests. They will not confirm or deny that it was the son. If you notice something though, just paying attention to this, like kind of even contrast it to the Brown shooting. I hate to do that today. There doesn't seem to be a massive manhunt. Have you noticed that? There's no real talk about that around Reiner. That tells me they already know who did it, and people's probably got this right. But not confirmed yet, although People is reporting it, that it is in their headline, and they are saying it was their son. If it was their son, then this is a kid who has struggled for years with drug addiction, started when he was 15, in and out of rehab, has been on and off homeless for long stretches of time, both in California and in other states where he says he has lived outside. So truly homeless. So we'll see if that's the case. Rob Reiner, obviously incredibly talented, did not at all agree with his politics, but a directorial genius, nevertheless, filmed, was the director for This is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, and is also known for his acting, including his role of Mike on the sitcom All in the Family. His father was legendary comedian Carl Reiner, and his mom was actress and singer Estelle LaBost. So I hate to see that happen to anybody. Absolutely terrible, especially if it was, can you imagine, a child? Unbelievable. All right. The lines are open. 800-905-0989. That is the call-in line. You can also text us on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. That number is the same, 800-905-0989.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.